Hello, everybody. Welcome to this talk radio show. It's a call-in show for you, and we call it More Than Just Muscles. It's strategies to help you become more successful, more productive, both inside and outside of the gym. I am Skip LaCour, and I'm joined by my wife, Carrie LaCour.
Hi, guys.
And we're here to share our experiences, our insight, to help you become both your best inside and outside of the gym in any way we can. You'll get to know us through these podcasts that we're going to be doing every single week at this time. Up close and personally, you'll hear about all of our strengths, and you know what? You're going to hear about all of our weaknesses too, as our goal is to be totally transparent so that you can learn in a real way, again, from both our strengths and from our weaknesses, all the things that we did very well, and also all the things that we didn't do well, so we're going to be totally upfront and honest about that. I want to talk about our mission. Again, More Than Just Muscles, what's that all about? Now, Carrie and I, we are hardcore into fitness, all right? What does that mean, hardcore, right? Well, we have spent a big chunk of our lives mastering working out, training, eating, the mindset, the toughness, the discipline to become our very best with our physiques, with our level of health and fitness. I am a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. Carrie is a former national level figure competitor. An extreme amount of time, effort, energy has gone into our physiques. So, you know, you don't want to go to any type of expert who doesn't have that hardcore, extreme approach to find every single distinction strategies to help them become the very best. You don't want someone who just kind of went into it kind of halfway, kind of a little bit of dabbled here, dabbled there. And
that, you know, goes for everything in life, right?
Well, the thing is how do we all find balance, right, Carrie? I mean, that's what our challenge has been over these years, and, you know, we're bringing it back home. And this is how we can serve you. But I just want to make it clear, you know, Skip LaCour, the 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, has not gone soft on you, right? Look, 25 years of dedication and focus, I've learned how to be effective and efficient, again, in the gym, with my eating, with the mindset involved, right? I went to those extreme measures. Carrie has too, on her way to becoming a national champion fitness competitor, a coach and personal trainer to many women, not just competitors, but just, you know, your average woman in the gym. So we live it, we breathe it, and we have for many years. And that's who you want to go to an expert, someone who has taken it 100 times farther than you will ever think about doing. So I want to just make that perfectly clear. Our lives are still totally wrapped around fitness. I am the owner and operator of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. And it's not just for bodybuilders, not just for fitness competitors. It's for everybody who wants to have a little help with their effective eating and training strategies to supplement their diet. It's for anybody, and they want to be healthy too, all right? So that's our business. That's our future, right? So I'm thinking about it every single day. If you've known my work over the years, whether it's skiplacour.com or on bodybuilding.com, the articles that I write, the post on my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour page, I'm constantly pounding out next-level distinctions and tips on how you can be more effective and efficient in the gym. So you can come up to my 25 years of experience sooner rather than later. It's not going to take you 25 years. If I do my job correctly, and that's what we both do, we have busted our tail, not just doing it, not just for our body, hey, look at me, right? We have been working on how do we communicate this to you, and then how do we get better at communicating it to you. So it's this constant game, this challenge that we've been working on to become our very best, not just with our physiques, but explaining all of this to to you, presenting it to you. All right, so we do. It's our night and day. We're here on our Saturday morning, and we're so glad to have you here with us to share this. And what are we talking about? Primarily fitness, right? Because that's our commonality. If you know who I am, if you follow the link from Facebook or an email to be on this podcast, then you know probably know what I've contributed to the bodybuilding, training, and fitness world. Welcome aboard. You may be on the Blog Talk Radio Network or on iTunes and saying, hey, what's this all about? This sounds interesting. Well, welcome aboard, right? What makes this podcast different than any health and fitness podcast is we want to become, as the title suggests, more than just muscles. See, you know, Carrie and I, we have put that extreme focus to attaining all that knowledge we talked about and insight, but we took it a little too far. We, in our pursuit of excellence, we sacrificed our short-term quality of life. We compromised what it took to create that more fulfilling quality of life, our dream life, right? Because we were in the moment studying our craft, all right? And so now we've been in a period of adjusting. And, you know, I retired from competitive bodybuilding 10 years ago. And so I've been on this journey of balancing out. I call it my man formation. If you know me, you know all the different terms that I use, all the programs that I have to become the best me. And Carrie and I, we're on that journey with our lives. I have Carrie along on the podcast. You guys might be fans or listeners to my podcast over the many years. I've been doing podcasts, I don't know, for about 5 or 6 years now. I have Carrie to join me on this podcast for a few reasons. One is, you think I'm brilliant in podcast all by myself? I'm even a lot better when I can communicate with a person. Two, it's not just all in my head trying to think about how presenting. So we're going to have some fun banter and conversation. You're going to really hear a lot of, you're going to know a lot about us and about our lives, the way we think, you know, as people. So that's one reason why. The other thing is because of her extensive knowledge and fitness, and you can hear it from a woman's point of view. You know, my guys know that I say, hey, bro, what's up? Hey, guys, got something for you, man to man, man up. You know, so Carrie's going to bring the female perspective and insight to the women, because I do have a lot of women who follow my teaching, my philosophies, my inspiration, my motivation, and then it's their job to translate it, take out the bro, the hey man, right out of it. And that's a planned thing, you know, because I know the majority of the people who listen to me are men. Well, now Carrie can balance that out and talk to you ladies specifically in your language, all right? And so that's going to be fun. But here's another thing for you guys. You know, my bros, the guys who have been following me, is that, you know, you have your girlfriend, you have some challenge, whether it's supporting your bodybuilding and training efforts or, you know, life. And you want to get Carrie's perspective along with mine, right? Well, she'll be here to offer it. I talk about man formation. You know, I know, look, as young guys, you know, you're trying to figure out this woman thing. Well, you can ask for Carrie's opinion on that, too. She'll be glad to offer her opinion. So there's a lot of fun things we can do. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday. I want you to be involved in the process. Let me give you the telephone number. It is 646-716-6182. Again, that number is 646-716-6182. If you have any questions or any comments, we want you to join in. You may hear my little daughter, 5-month-old daughter, Brooklyn. She's smiling at me in the background. Again, she's part of all of this.
She's given her input, too.
She's going to be a talker. She's going to be like her mom.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Talk on and on and on, you know?
I don't think she got that from me.
Anyway, so we're all family, and I really want to develop this family with you and have some fun on these Saturdays every single week. So, again, write down that number. Even if you don't use it today, you can use it in the future. 646-716-182. You know, you can also post on the Facebook page, the Than Just Muscles Facebook page. That's facebook.com/morethanjustmuscles. All right. So again, I want to just clarify what our mission is, right? We have this extreme insight and understanding of bodybuilding and training and the lifestyle that it takes to have the physique that you really want. We've just become massively more effective and efficient at applying it, where it doesn't take all that extreme focus at this point. I'm going to give my wife a compliment, and you may think I'm a little biased, but after 5 months of having a baby, I mean, she's in just as good a shape, if not better, in 5 months than she was before she was pregnant. And, you know, Carrie, I have to ask you and the women out there, I give you all, you women, the permission to just hate her, okay, for that. But,
hey,
you know, I want you to be honest, okay. How much of that is genetics? How much of it is because, again, you are extremely effective and efficient. You're extremely effective and efficient to know exactly what you to do in these 5 months. What do you think it was for you, honestly, for them?
Well, I think, you know, genetics probably played somewhat of a role, but it was mostly knowing how much time I had in the gym, what I needed to do to burn the most amount of calories, modifying, you know, what I was eating without sacrificing too much because I was breastfeeding at the same time, so you can't take your calories too low, but, you know, cutting out the sugar, increasing the protein, you know, the basic fundamental things that I learned from being so focused on it year after year after year, I just got down back to basics for the most part.
So that's what we want to do for you. Effective, efficient, explain it in a manner so you can apply it and not compromise your life, have all that pain that we had. We can do that for you now. In addition to that, we have taken an extreme journey. Now, I've always been a student of personal development. All right, you may have seen me on the Tony Robbins infomercial. I don't know, getting close about 10 years ago now, maybe about, I don't know, time flies, maybe longer than that. Where Tony Robbins, who's a master at mental strategies, having the greatest quality of life, he chose me as an example of what his program did for me. I consider that quite a compliment with all the people he has around the world, from presidents to Princess Diana when she was alive to rock stars, you know, the few people he chose as an example to influence his message so it can impact more people.
Princess Di? Wow.
Yeah, no, one of his students.
Oh,
yeah. Gotcha. So President Clinton was another one.
Yeah, I knew about that
one.
Oprah.
Many, many people. Oprah, right? So I've been a student for a long time. I can tell you this. The reason why you're probably listening to me is because all that mental toughness, motivation, discipline, I apply that to what I found my love to be, bodybuilding and training. And not just for myself, writing for the magazines and everything. And that's, I certainly understand that's why you're coming to me. Along the way, what you're going to get is so much more. All of that, those emotional strategies, mental strategies, mental toughness, all those type of things, I'm going to share those with you because now it's not just so much focus on bodybuilding training, it's to have that overall quality of life. That is the reason why instead of making money for other supplement companies for my physique and the example and image, now I have my own supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition. That's why I have a beautiful wife and baby across from me, is because I opened up all those strategies that I learned so I can have that overall quality of life that I put off for so long, that Carrie put off so long. We're applying it right here, right now. So you can, if that sounds like you, hey, you want more out of life, we're in this together. We're going to be building it together. All right. So, again, I want you to call and join the show. Again, the number is 646-716-6182. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Skip LaCour. All right, that's Twitter, Skip LaCour. Also, when you're on the Blog Talk Radio, I see we have a couple guests. You can put your comments. You can ask questions right on the chat, right on blogtalkradio.com if you're listening to this live right now. All right, so during this podcast, this particular one, every single week, again, at this time on Saturdays, we're going to talk live. I'm going to have a general topic, and we're going to do a lot more things. So the topic today is, you know, just how dedicated do you have to be to have that great body? right? That's going to be our topic today. With all of my experience helping out people just like you all over the world for so many years, what I've realized is that usually people fall into one camp or the other. And that's that, it's that extreme focus. All they think about is the body and the gym and their life is surrounded, all their friends are surrounded, all their Facebook friends and social media. It's just fitness, 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 fitness. Now, they can, if that's what you love to do, that is totally awesome. I can do everything to support you to get even more out of it, right? But it's just what they love to do. Now, so there's this one group here. Then there's the other group who kind of dips into this whole fitness world and then sees all these crazy yahoos that are so friggin' dedicated carrying around Tupperware with their food, eating such, you know, bland foods. They admire their discipline and their water jugs, and they're going to the gym every single day, and they just look amazing, and they're just so overwhelmed that, oh, my God. And so then they, just like anything, everything is hard before it becomes easy, right? Anything in life, whether it's your bodybuilding training or business, everything. Everything is hard before it becomes easy. And so a lot of people come into this fitness world. They see these shining examples of fitness, the fitness gurus, the experts, maybe someone like myself or Carrie, and they think, oh, my God, is that what I have to do? I got to do all that to look that way? No way. I can't do that. And so they think they see that extreme focus and dedication, and they believe that it takes all of that. And so they don't even get in it. And so they're settling for a physique. They think it's impossible. They don't want to put in that amount of dedication effort because they got so many other things going on that they don't find that medium, that balance between the two and get the most out of it. And that's what we want to provide for you, because we're just like you. Where our pain, and really it's really suffering and deprivation of the, you know, the empowering, the really heartwarming, fulfilling things in life that we put off, all of that pain is now serving us now because, again, of the effective and efficient strategies. And so we can share that with you. So, again, you can have a more balanced life, maybe even a lot more balanced than we had with our insight and our knowledge. All right, so it's about how to balance the two. So let me ask you a question. Somebody give me a call here or chat with me, Twitter me. Is that, do you think that you're going to have to be totally in balance to have the kind of body that you want? Carrie, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, so are we taking genetics out of this equation here? That's probably what someone's going to ask.
Well,
right?
You know what? That's a great question because, you know, in life, you know, there are people who are smarter than others. There are people who are more beautiful than others. There are people who come from better families than others with more opportunities, right? Life is about taking what you have or dealing with what you don't have and making the very most out of it to have the body, the life, the relationship, whatever it is in life that you want, right? So regardless of what your genetics or whatever, it's about where you are now, where do you want to be, how big is that gap, and how are we closing that gap? So if somebody talks about genetics, I'd say it doesn't matter what anybody else's genetics are. It's you versus you and your genetics, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the thing is, you know, maybe have you had people so intimidated, like, I can't do that, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. And even, you know, not only just about how much time you spend, but the knowledge and taking the time to research what it takes. Like, you know, if someone steps foot in the gym for the first time, they don't know what to do, and they, you know, they start to do the elliptical for 45 minutes every day, and, oh, maybe they lost 5 pounds or 10 pounds, and they hit this plateau, and then they don't have the knowledge that they need to do weight training, or they need to, you know, give variety in their cardio methods. You know, they can just give up saying, God, I spend so much time in the gym, but I don't get results. They're not taking it to that next step. And then there's a next step after that and after that and after that to get to your very best. So I think you have to spend a lot of focus on it, to be honest.
Well, that's what coaching is for. That's what we're here for, is to, you know, make those distinctions and those strategies easier for them. I spend so much time not talking about specific strategies. You talked about that woman who wants to, you know, the cardio and then all this ahead of her, right? You know, sometimes you just got to get moving. If she can just have some certainty and confidence to show up to the gym and do anything at 45 minutes at whatever pace, you know, whether she's faster or not faster, whether it's a moderate pace, long pace, regardless of the incline, let's just move. Let's just get you going, right?
Yeah.
And then we can worry about that later, because just like everything, everything's hard before it becomes easy. Someone hasn't mastered health and fitness, but I can tell you they're great at something else, their relationships,
absolutely,
their work, right? And think back, if that's you, and you think this whole fitness thing is just so overwhelming, think back to what you're great at. And, you know, be bold, be confident, and accept the fact that you put an inordinate amount of focus on something else and you became great at it, okay? Well, people say, wow, you're so awesome at it. You know, how did you become so good? I can never be that good. What would you tell them? He said, hey, I just showed up every day and did a little at a time, right? Well, that's how it is at the gym, too. That's what it is at the gym, too. And, again, that's what you have coaches for. That's what you have experts. That's what we're here to do, is to serve you, you know, in this manner, to help you out, but also give you perspective, because that's what's really important is perspective. I see we had a caller on the line. Again, call in 646-716-6182, 646-716-6182. I want to know, can you be balanced and have a great physique? Is that even possible? You know, you got to be focused and extreme. Is that the only way it's going to happen? Or do you have to settle for a second-rate physique? And if so, how do you expect to go about that, right? So we've got a caller on the 970 area code. Caller, are you there? Got a caller on. Hey, who am I speaking with?
Darren,
how are you?
Good.
You're hearing some feedback on your end?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, so.
Okay, you're just calling in and just listening, okay? Right? You don't have a comment or a question right now? All right. Well, that's great. Hey, thanks for joining the show, Darren.
Yeah, I just want to listen.
All right, sir. Glad to have you here joining us on this Saturday. So that's the thing, two things. Let's all break it down. What are your goals, right? Everybody doesn't have the same goals, right? So if someone said to me, well, Skip, I want to look like you, you know, how much effort do I have to put in there? Now, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do this. Now, I can help you become more effective and efficient, but there may be a lot of work to look like me. If you just want to look like the best guy in your gym, or you just want to lose 5 pounds, well, your goals are significantly lower, right? And so you don't have to do as much. It's not a black or white type of thing.
Yeah, there's always that person that says, oh, well, how do you get this or that? And, you know, I would tell them something about my diet, and they would just look at me like I'm totally crazy. Like,
yeah.
So, you know.
But there's a lot of ways to get from point A to point B. Let me explain something to you guys. There's a lot of things that you'll find that I do. And one is I try to make things simple. I stress the fundamentals. I stress the mindset, because it's so important to be successful in everything in life. There's another thing that I do is, from my perspective, in my experience of, I don't know, being a coach, being a teacher, being a writer, and observing all the coaches, teachers, writers, fitness experts out there, I can break down a lot of that talk for you and help you read between the lines, right? So, and I know you're sitting here, well, this guy says to do it this way, this guy says to do it the other way. This is what you need to understand about coaches, and they are doing this either intentionally or unintentionally, all right? And that is that they may be totally extreme and passionate. There's nothing else on this earth that they'd rather do than go to the gym, learn more about training and fitness, right? Making it their career, being a personal trainer, writing articles, posting on websites. I mean, it's part of their identity. It's when they look in the mirror, they see this leader and fitness expert, right? They sometimes can't step into your shoes and understand that, hey, I just want to lose 5 pounds. I just want to be healthier for my kids. I don't want to be all that you are. I don't want to rotate, you know, have my whole life revolving around the gym or eating. All right? And so in their own head, in their own experience, like, who would rather do anything else, right? You have to understand that. Okay, you have to understand that if they're up there talking to you, right, from that perch, and they're saying, let's do it more. What's your excuse? Or whatever all that stuff is about more, more, more. You know, dedication is for the weak. That's their mindset. That's the way they think. They don't want to be anywhere else. Now, as you get to know us and we talk more about our observations of the whole fitness industry, we'll probably break down some of these experts, these extremely passionate experts, break it down a little so you can step into their head where they're coming from, because everybody comes from their own world and their own perspective. Just remember, there's nothing else on this earth that they rather do. That's why they're one of the few out of the 7 billion people on the planet that you're going to for information. And that's all part of it. If they kind of just went into it just to have a balanced life, right, they wouldn't be good enough or passionate enough to spend so much time to put in their 10,000 hours, so to speak, from the book The Outliers, if you know about that. They say that you got to put in 10,000 hours to be an extreme expert at something, right? So their whole thinking, their whole identity about being a fitness, they put all that time in it. That's not what you want. You have to translate that. They're willing to do that. There's nothing else they want to do. And they're talking to you from that perspective. See, it's my job for two reasons. One, it's my job to walk into your shoes and not make you live from my world. It's to understand you and what you want, what you don't want, how you want to balance, and find a way to explain all these strategies to you, all the mindset to you, and work from there. Other thing about you have to understand about the fitness experts who are talking to you and screaming and yelling at you and everything like that is that, and this is the ones who are more evolved, probably better at what they do. Look, you're sitting on the fence. If you're a person who can't get to the next level, you know you should, you know what to do, you can't get yourself motivated, right? They have to be extreme. They have to be a passion. They have to kind of kick you in the butt, tell you that you're doing it wrong, push all your buttons to get you out of that sitting in the middle, not taking action like you know you should. They got to do something. And so I'm not saying it's an act. It's a strategy to get you off the fence and get going. So, you know, you have to understand that. The reason why I'm telling you that, because when they act all crazy, passionate, and extreme, that you just, I can't do all that, and you do nothing, right? So that's kind of the mindset of all these fitness experts and coaches. The other thing, you know, this was in the news about a particular fitness expert. Now, look, I'm just going to tell you right now is that I don't know that the particular fitness expert, so if you know this person's name or not, I can't comment on her. I don't even know her. I don't know anything about her life, right? And it was the expert who said, what's your excuse? And it caused so much of an uproar. Actually, it was very polarizing because, you know, people who were out of shape didn't put a lot of emphasis on fitness, whether they wanted to or not, said, what is up with you? Yeah, so what? You have three kids? Yeah, you look great. But, you know what? There's other things in life that I want to do. I want, you know, it could be connection, church, this, that, more time with their kids or whatever. They spend time in the work, planning their future, their financial future, whatever, and they don't want to dedicate all that time. So it's not a matter of they're making an excuse. It's how they prioritize things. And what an arrogant thing for a fitness expert to say, what's your excuse? Then you have all the fitness experts and people who are crazy passionate who will, their life and their identity revolves around, you know, fitness, and they love it. There's nothing else they'd rather do. They don't want to save the whales. They don't want to be they don't want to be in the community picking up trash on the weekends. You know, maybe they don't even have a family, okay? They really don't care what's on TMZ, all right? They're not going to spend time or energy in those places that the other people are. Maybe their job isn't that important. Maybe they don't have a job that is stressful. Maybe it's totally in line, like they're a personal trainer that fits in to their identity and why they have to put fitness as being important, right? So all the crazy passion people, yeah, what's those lazy people's excuse? It is just an excuse. You always have five more minutes. You always have half hour. You always have an hour for your fitness. It's that important, right? So see how polarizing that is? You know, I can shoot holes in every argument, both sides, right? You know, look, I'm sharing my 25 years of insight into this fitness world, all right? Some of those experts who are talking to you, no matter how balanced they say their life is, right, it's balanced.
Yeah.
It's balanced according to them. Remember, they left out the rainforest and cleaning up trash for their community and all these things. Those aren't important to them, so they're not budging to them like you might be, right? There's nothing else they'd rather do, and so they just have a whole way of looking at the world and going. So for them, there is no excuse because they're not trying to do maybe all the things that you're trying to do, right? And so you have to understand that it's like both sides don't understand the other person's side. But the bottom line is, what do you want? Where are you at right now with your body, your mind, your life, your future? Where are you right now? Where do you really want to be? And not just with your fitness, with everything in life. Where do you really want to be? Okay, how big is that gap? Right? Because the bigger the gap, the more stress you're going to have. And sometimes, and, you know, Carrie can talk about this, the bigger the gap, like, I am never going to have that dream life that I wanted. I'm just going to put my head back in this hole of fitness, this safe place of going to the gym, eating my meals on time. It's safe. It's structured. I'll put off that whole dream life stuff till later on. Carrie, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, I think for me, you know, competing specifically was just, you know, it was an excuse not to deal with things in my life that I needed to deal with.
But you didn't really see it that way at the time, right?
No. I mean, toward the end, I realized it because it was like, you know, the show would be over and all of a sudden I'd realize, oh, man, I have all these problems. It was just like this flood of, like, reality that would come back into my brain. And then I would say, well, let's just do another show. Oh,
right,
got
right,
a competition
right.
to prepare for. I'm not going to deal with these problems, these issues. And finally, you know, and that really, it just put off. I mean, you know, I wasted a lot of time that, you know, I can't get back. And so it put off a lot of the progress that I had to make personally. And when I finally did deal with those issues, you know, that's when I realized, well, God, I really don't need to do all this competition. You know, it's not, I don't have a need for it anymore. You
Look,
know?
We all have places, let's just call them addictions, whether it's watching too much TV, eating too much food, spending too much time gossiping with your friends, or going to the gym. We all have these places to go in our heads, in our lives that make us feel good. Life is challenging. Can we all agree on that? Life is challenging. We're all looking for relief. We all find it in different ways. Some people in food. But finding in the gym is a way that can be make you can control your emotions, make you feel great. You can find people just like you who belong. Then you can become like Carrie and myself, where people, you know, they admire you. They respect you. You get so much applause and so much, you know, feedback. And people.
But that's what keeps you there,
exactly.
Unfortunately.
Right,
as long as I'm getting these nice compliments in the gym every day, then that's all that matters.
Hey, this is my place. I'm doing what God put me on this earth to do or whatever. You know, when there's other – but the bottom line, though, is, hey, if you're doing that and you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, hey, that's all great. I am doing everything I want to do. There's nothing I want more. Then I would say more power to you, and I will do everything you can. Carrie will do everything I can to give you those muscles, help you lose that body fat that you want. All right? Let me make that perfectly clear. I will not do anything to get in your way for you to have those muscles and lose that body fat. I'll share whatever on my mind, whatever I've learned, we'll share with you. All right? So let me make that perfectly clear. What happens, though, is when, you know, people who go to that safe place of fitness and structure, just like with eating on the other end, they say, this isn't making me happy. It's short-term gratification, long-term pain. I'm either compromising my future or I'm definitely putting off the mindset and actions that it takes to improve in that area of my life. And you're sticking in your addiction, and health and fitness can be an addicting thing. Here's the thing about it. You're not going to get complimented for being fat in this world. I don't care who you are. I mean, people may not judge you, but you're not going to be saying, wow, you're so fat, give me a high five. And really with drinking, you know, after a certain point, they might say, hey, you're so fun when you drink or do drugs or whatever, right? But there's a certain point where you're going to be a total mess and you're going to be a burden on people. You're not going to get complimented for those type of addictions. Smoking, so let's just say something that isn't so, just as destructive, I guess that can be debated, right? No one's going to say, you know what, you're a great smoker. Man, I love the way you hold that. Right? It's the opportune times. You're just so cool. You're not going to get complimented for that addiction while it's making you feel better about, you know, going through the challenges of life. But you will get complimented by your big muscles and your ripped and your dedication. You know, they may be saying between their friends, geez, Gary, Skip, they've got no life outside of that gym, but I got to respect what they do in the gym. And, you know, if you're really into that, you're going, what? What else can you want? None of that other stuff is important. What happens, just like the eater, the overeater, it will happen with the fitness people. They're going to come to a day and go, you know, this isn't bringing me. I appreciate it. It's great. But it's not bringing me everything I want in life. I got to get off this train and get on another one if I want to have that overall quality of life. That's what I came to the realization. That's what Carrie did. And that's what we had to break, you know, that habit, learn from our mistakes, come out of that safe place. Because it's not about sets and reps. It's about that safe, comfortable place where we feel good about our lives and ourselves and our future, even if it's only a short-term feel-good and it's compromising, you know, our future. All right, so we want to speed up that process. If you're in between that, hey, if you're on the other side, you want some health and fitness tips, we'll give you those to you. If you are extremely passionate, you just want to master this, there's nothing better, you love that feeling that I just described and you want more of it, we can help you do that. If you are on the journey that carry on to have this amazing, outstanding quality of life, health, wealth, happiness, love, family, connection, intimacy, all the options in life, travel, you know, we want it all, right? We had to put less emphasis on the sets and reps and the muscles, right? But because of all that extreme focus, we know how to become effective and efficient. We know just what to do so we can spend a lot of more of our time, energy, and emotion, all those mental batteries and emotional batteries. Man, it's on our dream board. It's on all these places we're going. It's about making mass machine nutrition worldwide and affecting your lives in that way too, and maybe taking care of ourselves a little bit better. Man, I'll tell you, when I look in this little baby's eyes, oh, man, my heart just melts. And, you know, I appreciate it after all those years, everything that I've gone through. I just appreciate it so much because, you know, I realize sometimes, I'm better at it now, is when I'm laying with my wife and feeling closeness and intimacy, how I just open up my total heart to her, my total life. I mean, you know, everything is built around her. No excuses, no holding back. No safety zone. You know, I'm responsible to make 100% of the income for the family because our daughter is the most important thing. Carrie's a stay-at-home mom. Now we, you know, this is something that we do because she's got this need to help you and her passion for fitness. You know, I'm laying in bed with her and, you know, we've got the little baby, Brooklyn, there. And it's everything that for so many years while I was this dedicated bodybuilder, sets and reps, next show, next show, next show, six national drug-free championships where I don't know why I couldn't have been happy with just three. Probably took me 6 years to get the next three or whatever. Could have been on this journey a lot sooner. But, you know, hey, my can't look back. Got to make the most out of it. And I get to help you make better decisions with more perspective with a podcast like this one. So that's the way that I look at it. But, you know, I'm laying in bed. And then, you know, even things like a part of my man formation, my transformation, becoming more than just muscles, was just taking on the responsibility of my dog, Alpha, 6 years ago, just about 6 years ago.
And that was a big step for you.
It was a big step because when you're on the road all the time, you can always make all these excuses of why not to get a pet. Like I was on the road all the time, plus, I don't know, in between meals and workouts. That just wasn't my focus. I put it on all these strategies that I've learned, right? But I always said I wanted a dog. I wanted a golden retriever. I wanted his name to be Alpha. And years just kept on going by. And that's how many things in my life, you know, Mass Machine Nutrition, I trademarked the name 9 years before I actually launched it. because I had that safe place to go of sets and reps and muscle that you guys said how awesome I was. I stayed in that safe place instead of expanding and growing and being challenged and feeling uncomfortable. And I realized how afraid I was. I was afraid of intimacy. I was afraid of coming out of my safe place. And so I'm laying in bed with Carrie, with Brooklyn, and Alpha is laying on the bottom bed. Now, let me just say this. The old Skip was hardcore training. Man, having your baby sleep in your bed with you, I don't care if it's a month old or whatever. Hey, what? That's weird. Having people even loving their dogs so much like I do, that was all weird to me. I'm just going to be honest. I'm now not one of those people. Now I get it, right? But sometimes, you know, like I said, I'm better at this. Sometimes I'm going, holy shit. I'm on this high wire, right? I know life takes risk. We all know life has risk, right? So I'm on this high wire, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm a good 10 feet down. If I fall, I might sprain an ankle, right? But that's not how you get the big prize in life, by taking little risk on a high wire that's 10 feet tall. And if you fall off, you just break an ankle or twist an ankle or whatever. You know, maybe you are so certain and confident that you will succeed that it feels like 10 feet, but you're going to look down somewhere and go, holy shit, I'm 150 feet up. I'm going to do a lot more than twist an ankle if I fall. And sometimes when I'm laying in bed with Carrie and my wife and my baby Brooklyn and Alpha's there, and it's so much, I'm so much of a different man. I've just worked on myself so much. I'm telling you all these things that I encourage you to do it if you're in that space. All right, if you're in that space, I just realized this is what I was afraid of for so much. Exactly what I got right now that I worked so hard for, that I maneuvered myself. This is what I was afraid of. You know, like I said, I'm a better at it, but I'm going, oh, you know, my heart skips at 18 beats because I realize I'm on that higher wire, 150 feet up. But you know what?
You can't have the sweet without the sour.
Yeah, that's true. And there's no risk without reward. And I know everybody thinks they take risk, you know, and the question is, are you really taking enough risks that are going to get you to what you really want? The greater the risk, the greater the reward. Because, again, if you don't do something, if you don't think it's worth the risk, then your mind is going to say that's stupid. That's not a risk. That's just being stupid, right? So if you're not getting what you really want in life, you really need to evaluate if you're really taking enough risk. And that's what I realized. I wasn't taking enough risk. This life that I have right now and that I'm building, when I was the hardcore boss, it was never going to happen. I don't care how many times I can write it down on my goals sheet, on my dream life. You know, it just wasn't going to happen. And again, you'll hear a lot more about, you know, my story, my ups and downs, and all around. You know, check me out at skiplacour.com and see my bio and my stories and YouTube videos. You can see everything that I've been talking about. You can go to createwithcarrie.com, createwithcarrie.com, and see, you know, her story on her website. We also have Facebook pages that, you know, I'm on there all the time. And then you can find more sources of other information. That's facebook.com/skiplacour page, facebook.com/skiplacour page, and then the Create with Carrie Facebook page, facebook.com/createwithcarrie, and that's at CARRIE. So facebook.com/createwithcarrie. And you can ask us questions. Oh, and there's the More Than Just Muscle Facebook page. Shoot, ask us questions. We want you to become a part of it. Maybe you can't make the podcast live, but you want to ask us a question. We want to hear your feedback. You want to know how this is all going for you, how we can provide more value in every way, shape, or form. We're going to do that for you, all right? I also want to make this fun and entertaining for you. And that's why, so I'm going to play this game. You might have, if you're on my Facebook page, you might have saw me start this. So, Carrie, you ready? I got some questions for you.
Yeah.
Now, for all of you listening, this is a game, all right? So it's called You're Stuck Doing 30 Minutes of Cardio with This Person Game. All right, you get it? You're stuck on a bike. You can't move. You can't not do cardio. You're stuck of doing 30 minutes of cardio next
and
to this
And you
person.
Can't put your headphones in.
Yeah, you must choose one or the other. You can't say neither, man, okay? Two, you have to tell me why. And, you know, this is just a funny game. Remember that, all you hardcore beasts out there who are so into your training. It's a game. It's fun. So you have to tell me why. You can't turn your earphones on. You can't skip cardio, all right? Now, here's another thing. You're not going to get any valuable training tips. So if I say some guys are, you know, really hardcore but a little overbearing, he's not going to give you training tips that you can take. He's just going to babble on from his perspective. And again, for all you focus beasts out there, remember this is just a game.
Well, I'd never be in that situation because I take my workout serious. I'd say, up yours, man. I'm here to train.
Okay. Yeah, we get it. Okay, we get it. Awesome. Good. But this is a game. All right. All right. So, Carrie, you have to tell me which person you'd rather be stuck on the bike for 30 minutes.
Stuck with,
listening to them. All right. So, one, A, the guy who posts pictures of gym people on social media when they're doing it wrong, you know, it's like some 45-year-old lady probably new to the gym and she's doing the cardio machine wrong or she doesn't know how to do a machine and he shoots a little video or a picture and then right from his workout, he posts it on social media, that guy, or the guy, you know, I don't know if you do this on my social media, right? But I do this one time every once in a while. I say, hey, what are you training, right? Mm-hmm. And invariably, it's always this first guy who thinks he's so original. The guy who says, training my penis today.
God.
That always happens. And then they think they're so funny and original, right? So I delete them. And so, you know, 20 minutes later, another guy comes up. And he's got to say, oh, my penis, my dick, I'm working vagina today, all right? So which one do you have to sit? And that type of guy, he's going to be bad one on. Who and why? The guy who takes pictures of people in the gym and posts them on social media because they're doing it wrong, or the guy who's training his penis today?
I would rather sit next to the guy who's taking the pictures so that I could be in his ear about the form and maybe even dispute some of his points, saying, well, she's not doing it wrong. She's just trying to target her traps instead of her triceps.
So you would pick that guy because you want to battle with him, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
You
want to
battle and say, hey, quit
picking. I'm not just some chick right in here trying to look good. I know my, you know what.
So, well, you know, I'll tell you, that's, you know, while you're doing cardio, that's very noble of you wanting to protect the underdog of some person who's just trying to do the best in the gym and send this guy, and you want to battle him, huh?
Yeah.
So he's going to be showing you, hey, can you see this picture on my iPhone from there? Look at her. I took this video. She wasn't even doing the treadmill.
And then I'll comment on it and say, well, actually.
All right. So you get to learn through these questions, you get to learn a little bit about Carrie, right? What kind of person she is. Hey, who wants to play this game? I've got one for you. Call me at 646-716.
Okay, I have one for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, did you say
that? Yeah, so 646-716-6182.
Okay, so who would you rather be next to? The guy who is, you know, okay, so let's say he's been in the gym, he's been training for a year and a half, but he thinks that that's like a really long time.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to school his other buddy in front of him about what you got to do to get the big biceps, what you got to do to target the lats. And you know that he's really just kind of talking out of his behind, you know. Uh-huh. He doesn't really know what he's talking about, but he's pretending
now,
to.
Does he think he knows what he's talking about, or is he just trying to, he knows he's bullshitting to impress
he
his
knows
friend.
That he's bullshitting.
Okay, all right.
Well, yeah, but I think that he's like trying to convince himself that he knows, you know.
Okay, I got you. So, yeah. I got you.
And then on the other side, you've got the guy that's picking your brain about what to do, but yet he's rejecting your answers and giving his opinions each time you try to give him feedback.
Well, I mean, I got to talk to him?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you not only have to do cardio next time, but you have to talk to him.
All right. Out of those two choices, definitely it would be the first guy, right? Because I can just sit, watch, and observe. And this guy isn't taking any of my energy, stealing any of my juice by having to communicate with him. He's not forcing me to talk to him, right? He doesn't sap me of any energy. That's,
right.
That's an easy one. All right, I got one for you, all right? So who would you rather sit next to? And again, it's not necessarily what she's going to say to you, but this kind of person. 30 minutes of your day, 30 minutes of your time, right? I mean, the totally in-shape woman, right? She's in her 40s. I mean, she looks awesome. She's totally in shape, right? But she dresses like a 22-year-old girl. All right.
Uh-huh.
That lady, right?
Yeah.
Or the guy who gets within 3 feet of you and he stares at you every 3 minutes because he wants the machine that you're using. Now, he doesn't say anything like, hey, can I work in or how long is it going to be? He just gets within your space so you know that he wants that machine next.
Oh, I'd rather be next to the woman.
Yeah, why is that?
Just the annoying energy of the guy staring at you. It's like, just get over it, dude. Pick another one, you know? In fact, that happened to me. I was, well, not that exact thing, but I was training someone, you know, and here I'm going to play the sympathy card because I was pregnant at the time. But I was training one of my clients, and I was using the BOSU, and if you don't know what the BOSU is, it's a half moon ball thing, the half ball, to sit on while I was training, but we were supersetting, so in between, you know, I was flipping it over, and she was doing this balance exercise. And the guy, you know, I think I was 4 months pregnant at the time, so I don't know if it was that obvious or not, but he walked by, and he looked down at me and goes, you using that BOSU? And I was like, come on. And it was just that, and then he had to go walk, you know, all the way to the other side of the gym to get a BOSU of his own, and I yelled back to him. I'm like, I'm pregnant.
All right, guys. See, I have to do this with Carrie all the time. You know, she's one of those women who don't understand men. And so I always have to give her the translation. So I'm gonna. So you guys can join along with me here. All right, Carrie. So I got some questions to ask you, right? Do you think that guy really cared about the BOSU ball? So tell me something. Okay, you were 4 months pregnant. So I would hope, but even that doesn't turn off some guys, right? So tell me about your client. Tell me about the boobs. What was she showing? What did she look like?
Oh, now that I have to think about it, I don't know. I remember.
Guys don't care about the BOSU ball.
Well, he looked pretty pissed off, I must say. He was kind of irritated, and it made me mad. Maybe he was just trying to get
and that could be
into
your perception.
The situation, but
you know,
that was my perception.
Yeah,
maybe am I just a dumb girl?
Well, yeah, I mean,
I can tell for the most part when someone's like, so.
Well, that's one way to go about it. You know what I mean?
Do you do those free sessions when you join the gym?
Yeah, that's an easy one. I mean, those guys have, you know, no game whatsoever or whatever,
yeah,
right?
And, seriously.
Right. But there are someone that maybe even less smooth. He may just really, well, what am I going to say to get into their space? And it may not have been you. It may have been the woman that you were training.
Yeah, it could have been. I wish I remember who it was. But.
You know what I mean? So
I just was so offended at the time.
And that happens all the time. Hey, yeah, well, do you think that training method's good? And it's just whatever he comes up with. So he might have been saying, hey, about the BOSU ball. That's just the first thing he came up with, you know.
There is a person that I can think of, though, that is always saying, oh, I was using that or I was using that. And it's like when it's consistently with my attractive clients that he seems to always be using the same equipment, then it's like, okay, I see a pattern here.
Yeah, we definitely should have a show about that, guys. Now, taken from a guy who's been in the gym for, like I said, 25 years, right? I've seen every single angle a guy can make, right? And certainly, who knows? I mean, back in my single days, maybe I perfected a few angles. I don't know. But I've seen it all in the gym, right?
Well, you were grabbing a towel when we first talked, when I know you don't really use towels.
What? I use towel? What are you talking about? Yeah. Yeah. But the point, though, is that guys, if I can kind of keep you away from those rookie mistakes in the gym when you're trying to pick up the ladies, right? Actually, that was one of my gains, one of those guys here. But let's see here. Okay, so here's the choice, but who you have to be on the bike with, right? The guy who's the profuse sweater and screamer, and on the bike, he's just huffing and puffing. I mean, he's just giving his all. And
is his sweat, like, dripping on you, spraying on you?
No, not dripping on you, but, you know, you just see this guy is working hard. He doesn't care. He's huffing and puffing. He's doing that cardio.
I'd be, like, afraid. I'd be like, don't drip on me.
Okay, that's one choice. Or the guy who hits on you in the gym, right? I mean, yeah, just say he's a handsome, attractive guy. He's got it going on, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but, with every good, there's bad, right? With all the sweet, there's a sour. But then 2 minutes later, you see him hitting on a woman who is far, far, far less attractive than you are. And now your brain is all confused, like, oh, what? So what, does he think I look like that? Or is that better than me, right? So,
I think I would still probably rather... So wait, he's like hitting on me though, like talking to me?
Yeah, but he's hitting on that other girl too. So you don't know if he holds you in high self-esteem, like that Seinfeld, you know?
She's
not. Or he thinks that he puts you in that same category as that woman who's far, far, far less attractive. You have no idea.
I don't think that would bother me.
Because you would just know that you're the shit.
Of course. No,
so it would be a good half hour next to him.
I would just think that he hits on everything in the gym, that's all. And he's not, you know, he doesn't have such an ego where, you know, he just goes, that's it, whoever it is. Basically.
Well, that's most guys, regardless of what they tell you.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd be more paranoid of getting sweated on.
Okay, all right. And, you know, what the heck, it's your reality, right? He says how magnificent you are and compliments you. In this case, he's right, right? Can't hear that enough, right?
Yeah. You know, I take that with a grain of salt for the most part.
Yeah, so anyway, I could, if you guys want to talk about gym things.
So,
I will tell you this tip, guys. If you can see her in the mirror, she can see you too, right? That's how mirrors work, you know? It's like, and she may act like she's not seeing as she's doing her stiff leg deadlifts, sticking out her ass. But if you can see her, especially if you can see any part of her face, she has peripheral vision and can see you staring at her ass.
Yes.
All right. So you might want to be a little cool. You know, while we're on it, here's another little tip, right? You know, this is not like this is before I found the woman of my dreams and, you know.
Oh,
see,
dear.
This is what you guys need to understand is that if you're going in the gym and you think that you're going to be you got to hurry up and hit on all these girls while they're working out or using that machine or the guys who are working out right next to the machine, they change the whole workout depending on where the girl is that they want, standing within her space, hoping that, I don't know, what's going to happen. She's going to strike up a conversation with you. You think that's how it works? Is women, they have more respect for the guy who's focused, determined, who goes about his business. Not that he's distracted by this and that, right? Just do your thing in the gym, right? They'll be going, oh, what's this guy all about? You know, he's focused. I like that. I like that commitment. Rather than some guy, he's in the gym, but he's talking here and there. You know, if you want to, you can just, you know, find out whatever time she goes to the gym. You can just be there like 10 minutes before you actually get going to your workout. Hang out for 10 minutes after. If she likes what she's going to see, she's gonna come get you right after the workout because she respects that focus and discipline. Right?
She's going to come get you?
Hey, that
come right up to you.
You know, boy, it seems like we could talk a whole bunch about things. Not like I know about a lot of things about that. Maybe, you know, the thing about what guys you need to understand is that you
women
guys,
come up to you.
Women do the picking. I don't care how smooth you think you are. You got the lines, you got the muscles or whatever, right? You're not doing the picking. She saw you 30 seconds or 2 minutes before you approached her, before you were getting up the courage. She made that decision. She's been getting hit on.
What's more subtle about it? Like, we'll just be at the water fountain when you're there, or we'll just, you know, just way more graceful
in our
move.
But the point is, they're doing the picking. Women have been hit on by 10,000 times since they were 14 years old, all right? You have nothing, no body language, no approach that they've never seen before. They might act like, oh, my God, well, where did you come from? Things just happened. Man, they saw you. They went through those 10,000 things, zeroed in, and they said, how am I going to make that happen? And then they positioned themselves there. It's not because you're so smooth, so remember that. So go about your business, be focused, do your thing. Wow, this went into a lot of different directions, didn't we? Hey, well, that's the kind of fun we're going to have for this More Than Just Muscles podcast. We talked a lot more than just muscles. So, hey, thank you so much. Hey, send us any questions, and make sure you like our Facebook page, too. Really appreciate spending your Saturday morning with us.